Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeffrey is a 20-plus year member of our Brain Trust. He is a wordsmith extraordinaire. He is the chief home officer. He makes home base look cool, and he was home base before it was cool. And he wrote three books on the topic. He's an award-winning journalist. And he's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be on board. Thanks for having me back.
Good to have you back. It's like a dream come true continues, doesn't it? The dream continues, doesn't it, Jeffrey, hanging out with me?
You know what? And this is even better. I'm usually a Thursday guy, and I got it a day early this week. It's just Christmas came early.
I don't know what else I can do for you. Hey, Jeffrey.
You know what?
One of the three things that I – when you and I first started talking on the show back in 99 – a year before that, I started telling my audience there are three things that you were going to have to get good at in the 21st century. One of them was technology, even though right now we look back and we say, well, duh, but you and I both know in 98, 99, that wasn't that much of a duh, even in those days. You got to get better at technology. You're going to have to learn how to create strategic alliances, and in order to do that, you got to get better at networking. Those three things.
Right.
And of all the things I've ever said that didn't come to pass, they were stupid. Those three things were pretty much on the mark. And nobody does networking better than you. Tell us about what's been going on.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. And I got to tell you, you're right, that technology, whether we wanted it or not, technology found its way into our lives. And I'd say we're all the better for it. And I don't care what you do for a business, whether it's, you know, using a smartphone and staying connected with apps or just doing your bookkeeping or just that, you know, a computer.
Did we lose him? Sounds like we may have lost him. Are you there? Are you there, Jeffrey? Well, one of the things what Jeffrey's talking about is he's talking about the when you're networking, there's two kinds of networking. You can network where you know everybody, and you can network where you don't know everybody. And so that's one of the things that you have to think about. He's been doing some networking, solo networking, he calls it. And I think all networking is solo networking, basically, because you're just doing it on your own, right? You're just out there on your own, and it's when you show up at a chamber event, if you go into a convention on your own, whatever happens, then you got to it's just you, and it's just up to you to. Are you back, Jeff? Are you there?
I'm back on board.
There
yeah,
you
I
go. I don't know what happened. We lost your friend. I was just saying that when you're networking, even if you know people, it's always solo. It really is always solo networking because you got
right.
It's just you, and whether you know the people around you or whether it's a brand new event, right?
Well, and I think and part of it is it's not to me. It's not networking if you know the people going in. I mean, certainly it you walk in a room if it's like you were saying a chamber event or an industry event.
But you won't know everyone. You won't know everyone there.
Right.
You know, and
right.
I'll tell you how many times I'm going to push back a little bit because how many times have you bumped into somebody you know, and you two things you learned something about them you didn't know, and number one and B. You find out that they're interested in something that you didn't know they were interested in that you're interested in. I mean, you never know. As Frost said, as way leads on to way, you don't know what's going to happen. That's the beauty
exactly.
of networking, isn't it? You don't know what's going to happen.
You don't know what's going to happen. But the idea is to at least try to go, for me at least
yeah.
try to go in somewhat prepared. So when there's an event
what does that look like?
On,
what does prepared look like?
Well, prepared. So, for example, if it's an event you're going to, say it's an industry event, and there's going to be some people there, and you and somehow you've been given a list of attendees, who pick three if there's influencers there, people who you want to do business with, people you want to get to know, and there's a way that maybe the list of attendees has been made available, look at them. See who's going to be there. If there is, pick two or three. The goal is not to come out with a big honking stack of business cards, as many as you can get.
Yeah.
The goal is not to go wide and shallow. It's to go narrow and deep. Develop relationships with a couple, three, four people that you go in and you say, okay, where's Susie Jones? Where's John Smith? Where's, you know, whatever? And then you walk in and you find those people and you network with them. Or you go in cold and you find some people and you make a deeper relationship. You never know what you're going to find or learn when you go in that way. And it's really a beautiful thing.
I want to stick something in there on what you said about it's not about giving your business cards out. I've never said this before, but you made me think of it this way. Networking is not prospecting. If you go into a networking opportunity, whether it be bumping into somebody in an elevator or going to a chamber mixer or a convention, if you go into it as if you're prospecting, you will fail as a networker. Prospecting happens after you develop a relationship, and you can't develop a relationship when you're networking with people if they think you're putting an arm on them. It just doesn't work, does
it? Right. No. And this type of networking is not about, you know, this isn't a business, what do they call those networking groups that meet every Tuesday and you're sort of sharing leads, you know, where it's a Tuesday breakfast and I would be the only writer in the group, or there'd be a plumber or an electrician or whatever. No, it's not like that. You go in and you're trying to build relationships. You know, like you're saying, it's not it's different.
You're just trying to meet people.
Right.
Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? You know, it's
right.
That stage. And if you go in prospecting.
You do it right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, if you do it right, you're building, again, not to belabor the point, which is, you know, what I'm going to do. But, you know, you build the relationship and people get to trust you. I've rarely ever gotten work from somebody who said, hey, I'm Jeff. How you doing? Okay, I'll see you later. Move on. And they happen to have a good business card. It's once they get to know me, once they get to know you, once we get to know each other, that there has to be a level of trust. They have to say, I'm not going to just, you know, go to this hack. I got to know which hack I'm going to.
Isn't it amazing, Jeffrey, no matter what we're doing, networking, selling, customer care, long-term, short-term, isn't it amazing how often that word trust comes up? It's the foundation, the keystone, and the capstone of everything that we do. Trust, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
And it's going to be so. And even the more we get into the digital age, it's that's not going to change. Right back with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. He's still operating the Worm Cam for us out on Main Street. 20 after. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com, JeffZabar.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.